USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Kavanaugh speaks out.
The truth is, I've never sexually assaulted anyone in high school or otherwise.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife, Ashley, sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
I am not questioning and have not questioned that perhaps Dr. Ford at some point in her life was sexually assaulted by someone in some place. But what I know is I've never sexually assaulted anyone.
Accuser Christine Ford scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News, I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A Republican Utah congresswoman fighting a claim from the left that she took illegal campaign contributions. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
A complaint against Republican Mia Love of Utah has been filed with the FEC by a progressive group in Utah claiming the congresswoman accepted more than $1.1 million in illegal campaign contributions. Love's campaign denied any wrongdoing, and she joined Fox News to talk about why she believes this progressive group is coming after her.
You know, I take away their narrative. I have worked together. I work well with even the Congressional Black Caucus. A lot of them are really good friends of mine. They don't like that. They claim the Nancy Pelosi and the DCCC claim that they like diversity. But if you think on your own, if you are an independent thinker, that's not the diversity they like. If you're a Republican, that's certainly not the diversity that they like. And they're frankly afraid that we're going to bring more people to come along with us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
It appears work on the Keystone Pipeline will finally get underway next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The developer of the Keystone XL Pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for that report issued on Friday by the Trump administration's State Department, it's quickly drawing sharp criticism from environmental groups who are pledging to continue to fight the project, which they still view as an environmental threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And speaking of oil, members of OPEC have just wrapped up their latest meetings in Algiers where they discussed supply and demand. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 7/10 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.